Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sandar Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Avinanda Mataji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 22 chapter, 15th verse onwards. Before handovering call to the Mataji, I would like to give a small introduction about Mataji. Avinanda Mataji was introduced to Krishna consciousness a few years ago. She has received shelter from His Holiness Dhanvir Goswami Maharaj. She is trying to assist Maharaj in his mission to spread Krishna consciousness through online courses. She is regular attendance to of Bhakti Sangha Japa conference and also chants regularly on the call. She is currently homeschooling her son Arav, who is being raised as a wonderful Krishna conscious child. She has a keen interest in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We are very fortunate to have her speak today on our conference call. Thank you so much, Avinanda Mataji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. We are very, very fortunate to have you on the call, Mataji. Please take over the call, Mataji. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vina Mataji. Hare Krishna. Though I'm not worthy of all those words, but anyway, thank you. And I would like to beg forgiveness for being so daring and speaking in front of all of you, elevated soul. Please forgive me for the mistakes that I may commit. And also please correct my understanding so we all can benefit from this class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaivam Naroktanamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayat Mudirayat. Shrinivantam Swakatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridayantastha Hi Bhavadrani Vidvido Vinoti Shuharsatam Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse 15. Tad aham krita vishrambha shrudidaiva satapasvinam shampratche bhavaitasmin shema kena anjasa bhavet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I am completely assured that personalities like you are the only friends for persons who are blazing in the fire of material existence. I therefore ask you how in this material world we can very soon achieve the ultimate goal of life. Purport. When saintly persons go from door to door to see those who are too much materially engaged, it is to be understood that they do not go to ask anything for their personal benefit. It is a fact that saintly persons go to materialists just to give real information of the auspicious. Maharaj Prithu was assured of this fact. Therefore, instead of wasting time by asking the Kumaras about their welfare, he preferred to inquire from them whether he could soon be relieved from the dangerous position of materialistic existence. This was not, however, a question personally for Prithu Maharaj. It was raised to teach the common man that whenever one meets a great saintly person, one should immediately surrender unto him and inquire about relief from the material pains of existence. Therefore, Srila Narottama Das Thakur says, Shanshara Vishanale Divanishi Hiya Jale Juraite Na Koinu Upai. We are always suffering from material pangs and our hearts are burning, but we cannot find any way out of it. The materialistic person can also be called a tapasvi, which means someone who is always suffering from material pains. One can get rid of all these material pains only when he takes the shelter of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This is also explained by Narottama Das Thakura. Golokero Premadhani Harinama Sankirtana Ratina Janamila Kena Dataya. Narottama Das Thakur regretted that he did not pursue his attraction for the transcendental vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra. The conclusion is that all persons in this material world are suffering from material pains, and if one wants to get rid of them, he must associate with saintly persons, pure devotees of the Lord, and chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the only auspicious way for materialistic persons. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatalanam Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavane Veo Vashnave Veo Namo Namal Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I would like to share a few realizations of mine and some of the realization from the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and then please go ahead and add on your valuable points. Thank you. So here we see that Prithu Maharaj is very confident about the Kumaras being a true friend. So he could ask such serious questions, not the mundane ones. Prithu Maharaj knows that there were no need of asking the Kumaras about their health, as they were the saintly people who are always on the transcendental platform. Understanding the urgency of the situation, Prithu Maharaj is asking the most important question, like when we are caught in a fire, upon seeing the firefighter, we do not ask them, "Hey, how are you?" We simply ask, "Please help me getting out of here." So Prithu Maharaj could see the seriousness of the situation of the materialistic people. So here we see he is asking the right question, and which is very essential. Like when Sanatan Goswami had met Mahaprabhu, in spite of him being so materially opulent and very learned, he asked Mahaprabhu, "Who am I and why am I suffering from the threefold miseries of material life?" To which Mahaprabhu actually replied, "Sanatan Goswami is a sadhu who knew everything, but it is in sadhu's nature to ask such questions for the welfare of others." So here, as Srila Prabhupada says, that Prithu Maharaj is also asking for the common people and not for himself. Another aspect of this verse is time. So time is the essence for the devotees, as we never know when the time may come when any one of us cease to be in this human body. So we should try to develop our love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as soon as possible, and also help others to do the same, as that's the ultimate goal of human life. So as Srila Prabhupada mentions, the saintly people go door to door to invoke the love of Godhead in the hearts of the people, and for which Srila Prabhupada himself stood for. Many disciples of Srila Prabhupada had mentioned that he never wasted time. Whichever country he was in, he will follow the same schedule. And there was never any jet lag or anything of that sort. Prabhupada, while recalling his childhood, once he mentioned to his disciple that there was never a time when I was not Krishna conscious. Another aspect of this verse is about a true friend. Prabhupada says in his purport that saintly people are the actual and only friends of the living, of all kind of living beings, unlike the materially motivated friends who always seek, like, what's in it for me in this relationship or in this friendship. They themselves, the materialistic, are they themselves so engrossed in Maya? How can they help anybody? Like the lawyer claimed to be the best friend of their client, so long they are being well paid. So without such genuine friends like the Kumaras, the materially engrossed people who always get attracted by the illusionary happiness will remain forever entrapped in the cycle of birth and death. It's only the friends like Srila Prabhupada who help us to remind the real purpose of life and detangle us from this cycle. Such friends don't approach us for any personal benefit. So when Srila Prabhupada was in London, a journalist asked him what was his purpose to come to their country. And Srila Prabhupada replied that you took away everything from our country, but forgot the most important of all. So I came to give that knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So devotees of the Lord take all sort of risk to rescue the people from the blazing fire. Here Prabhupada writes about the word tapasvi, which he says means who are simply suffering from the miseries of material existence, those who are in the blazing fire of material life. And Prithu Maharaj recognizes himself as one of such tapasvi, considering his material opulences as the cause for the heat of this fire. So he is not asking for Kumara's blessing to lead a happy material life, because being a Shaktavesh of the Lord, he very well knows that it is not possible. As Narottama Das Thakura says, that the more we try to come out of the material problems, the more we get entrapped. So the only way out of this trap is the association of the pure devotees and chanting the holy names of the Lord. So yes, Mata Ajis and Prabhujis, those are my realization. So please go ahead and add on your valuable points. Thank you. Sorry for any mistake that I would have done.
Hare Krishna, Avinanda Mataji. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. You spoke like a professional Bhagavatam speaker. Very, very beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much. It was a beautiful class. Thank you.
I just thank you, Mataji, for your kind words. I just copy-pasted, Mataji. Nothing of mine. Thank you.
It sounds very nice. Thank you very much. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Mata.
Hare Krishna, Avinanda Mataji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you for accepting for giving the class also. And thank you for such a beautiful points, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Avinanda Mataji. Very, very beautiful class. Thank you, Mataji. You have covered everything. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Avinanda Mataji. Very beautiful class, Mataji. Spoke very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji, for giving the opportunity. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Avinanda Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for sharing your wonderful realizations, Mataji. You have such a beautiful flair for talking, and the beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada and the way you narrated some of it was very, very nice. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so very much for the class. It was very beautiful and informative, and it was a very good reminder that when we are in the presence of saintly persons and, you know, of our sannyasis and senior devotees, to take that more seriously and ask the important questions about how to get out of this world, out of the material world. We are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada brought all of this knowledge to us, and we can't take it for granted. And we have to remember that as materialists, or, you know, devotees, aspiring devotees, that it is important to take advantage of saintly association. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for reminding us again. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. All blessed to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Mataji, for the lovely class. and you covered so many points into it also, basically about how they should not be asking any mundane questions and directly what is important for our spiritual development. It's really nice, a good reminder when we have so many personalities coming visiting in our Bhakti Rikshas. We should always remember to have asked these questions instead of asking any sort of regular life questions. Thank you, Mataji. A very nice class. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. And that the example that you gave about the fireman coming and helping the person when there is fire. So true, Mataji. We don't ask, how are you? And I'm fine. We don't talk all about that. Can you please save me out of this danger? So true, Mataji. Very nice example you put there, Mataji, to understand for me, because I cannot understand big philosophy. The way you put is so nice, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. It was from one of the Srila Prabhupada's disciples who was mentioning, so I just pasted it there, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Shyamagauri Mataji, can we start?
Yes, Mataji, we can start, Mataji. Thank you so much, Avinanda Mataji, and thank you so much, all the devotees, for joining. And please bless me that I can read properly today. Today is we will be doing Varshana Parikrama. First of all, I will pay my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Devachya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So today we will be doing Varshana Parikrama. Sri Radhika is the lover of Sri Krishna, the moon of Vraja. Some say she is the supreme goddess of fortune, and the tantras describe that her as a pastime potency, Leela Shakti of the Lord. The master of the Shruti Shastra says she is pleasure potency, Aladini Shakti of the Lord. All his potency, all his pastimes, all his qualities, and all his handsomeness, sweetness, expertise, and other virtues under her dominion. Krishna's lover, Sri Radhika, shines with great splendor. The name Varshana is derived from the original name of this town, Vrishabhanupur, capital of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. When Nanda Maharaja and his entourage were moving from Gokula to Nandagram, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was also relocated from Raval, where Srimati Radharani appeared to Varshana, where she grew up. It said that Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu all desire residence in Vrajabhumi, so they could render service to Krishna. Lord Shiva prayed to become a hill, and his wish was granted. He became Nandishwar Hill in Nandagram. Brahma and Vishnu then wanted a similar benediction, and in answer to their prayers, they were allowed to appear in Vraja. But as Lord Brahma incarnated as Varshana Hill, those four white peaks, Mangad, Mayur Kutir, Dangad and Vilasgad, on whose peak stands the Ladli Lal temple, are manifested of his four heads. Lord Vishnu appeared as the darker color hill known as Vilasgad, which is to the east of Brahma Hill. Other sources say Lord Vishnu incarnated as Vraja, in Vraja as Govardhan Hill. the most important festival in this lively town is 5,000 inhabitants is Radhashtami. Holi is another festival grandly celebrated in Varshana. Stopping briefly to offer our respect at Prishabhanu Kunda, we walk west along the meandering lanes into town. Then we turn left to follow the Parikrama trail that takes us between Brahma and Vishnu Hill. The golden rock of the Brahma Hill and the deep purple rock of Vishnu Hill merge to form a steep narrow passageway called Sankri Khori. On their way to market, the gopis would put clay pots filled with their milk products on their heads and make their rounds of the nearby villages and marketplaces. Because of their absorption in the Lord, they would sometimes experience a slip of tongue. Instead of saying, "Take milk, take butter, take yogurt," they would say, "Take Govinda, take Damodar, take Madhav." Whatever was on their minds would come out of their mouths. On the pretext of delivering their goods to surrounding villages, Srimati Radharani and her friends would regularly use the narrow pass known as Sankri Khori. The real reason they walked this path was in hope of meeting Krishna, who often came this way. On one such day, I want to share my realization for this place. Sankri Khori, the place is very hard to walk, because the two hills, they get together and all the, this is a big stones, and it's very hard to walk without having anything in your hand. And you feel like you have to hold some bush or some, some big stone. You want to take support. And imagine the gopis are walking with milk pots on their head, milk and butter and yogurt on their head. So that is so heavy, and they are carrying and they are balancing themselves. So on one such day, lotus-eyed Shyama stopped them. In order to pass, he told them they would have to pay a tax in the form of some of their milk products. The girls adamantly refused and instead pushed their way forward. The cowherd boy pushed back. The gopis then pulled the boy's shikhas. This tug of war lasted for some time. When Krishna saw his side was losing, he decided to forcibly extract the tax. He began to throw pebbles at the gopis' clay pots to break them, and his friends followed suit. As the milk products started to flow out of holes the boys had made, the boys ran forward to drink them. The gopis tried to plug the holes with their hands, and they rebuked the boys with strong words. The gopas, however, ignored their frustration and simply threw more pebbles to make new holes from the side of behind. The rocks in this place still have the white sticks left by spilled yogurt on them. We carefully tread the path, wondering at the witness of milk fighting that gave such enjoyment to Radha and Krishna here. Places like Sankri Khori, which carefully preserved memories of Lord's pastimes can be found all over Vraja. These dhams patiently await the arrival of pilgrims so they can share with them this remembrance. Next is Chiksauli Gram. As we come out on the other end of Sankri Khori, we come upon Chiksauli Gram, Chitra Sakhi's birthplace. This village, previously called Chitrasali Gram, is now known as Chiksauli. Chitra is the fourth among other principal gopis. Her bodily color is just like kumkum. She wears a dress that resembles grass. She is 26 days younger than Sri Radha. She always remains absorbed in the ecstasy of love for Krishna. The name for her, name of her father is Chatura, who is the uncle of Suryamrita. Her mother's name is Jaksika, and her husband's name is Pithara. According to Padma Purana, the nearby pond Mayura Sarovar has created was created by Chitra Sakhi. She was fond of dancing of peacocks, and they would gather around her and dance, and she would feed them. Just as Srimati Radharani is always surrounded by her eight principal sakhis, so Varshana is surrounded by the sakhis' eight villages. Next, we enter the beautiful forest area of Gaharvan. It said that 5,000 years ago, this place had many caves where Radha and Krishna enjoyed pastimes in the middle of Govardhan and the foot of Mayur Kutir Hills, Krishna Kunda. Tall trees with small delicate leaves hang over the water. You can see Madhumangal's throne to the side of the kunda. Krishna and his friend would often steal butter and yogurt from gopis' houses in Chiksauli Gram. One day, a gopi realized that Krishna was stealing her milk, so she crept to the door and pulled down the latch, locking the boys inside. Krishna heard the noise as the latch fell and quickly escaped through the window with his friends. Madhumangal limped along behind them, but because he was round than the other boys, he got stuck in the window. When the gopis returned, accompanied by Srimati Radharani and her friends, all the boys but Madhumangal had disappeared. So they caught him, tied him with rope, and brought him to this kunda, where they tied a string to his shikha. They then threw the other end of the string over the branch of the tree and took turns pulling it. As the gopis pulled, they said, "Madhu, now call your friend." So Madhumangal called out, "Krishna, Krishna, help me, help me." Hearing his distress call, Krishna quickly arrived on the scene. He chastised the gopis, "Don't you know that Madhumangal is not a cowherd boy, but the son of Brahmana? You simple village girls have committed a great offense by treating him like this. The gopis ask how they could atone this for this offense, and Krishna told them to collect lots of laddu and offer them to Madhu Mangal. In this way, Madhu Mangal would bless them. So Krishna's Brahmana friend enjoyed hundreds of laddu at Krishna Kunda. As he gradually became a pacified, he asked each gopi what boon she would like. Each girl revealed her innermost desire and essentially asked for the same blessing to have Krishna as her husband. So next comes Mayura Kutir. To outright a stave leads to Mayura Kutir, the temple of the peacocks. One day, Srimati Radharani's admirer of the peacocks' jubilant dancing ignited the fire of jealous competition of Krishna's heart. Proudly twirling beside a peacock, he asked his beloved to judge his skill. Srimati Radharani replied that without a doubt, peacock's dancing was superior. Then mystically turning himself into a stunning peacock, Krishna danced again. Then he asked her, O Radhe, how is my dancing now? Srimati Radharani praised his diligence and agreed that the Lord had improved. However, she said, he was still no competitor of the real peacock. She then turned herself into a peahen, and the divine couple danced together in ecstasy in those forms. At last, Srimati Radharani became satisfied with the dance of Krishna and called out, more, more. So this more is not the English more, it's a Hindi more, Hindi or Sanskrit more. The word more has two meanings, peacock and mine. When Radhika said more, she meant what a nice peacock. But Krishna took it mean mine. That she was claiming him as her own. So he smilingly stepped forward and said, yes, I am yours, I am yours. Next is Mangal. We go back down the stairs, walking west toward the setting sun, climb Mangal. Another of Varshana's hill. At the top is a small, well-maintained temple known as Mankutit. There are many places around Varshana where Srimati Radharani exhibited her jealous anger, Man, towards Lord Krishna. These feelings increased the intensity of their love. Once while standing near Mankutir in the moonlight, Krishna compared his beloved lotus face to the full moon Chandra. That he not only compared her face to the moon, but also reminded her to Chandravali. Upset Radharani. The word Avali means many or numerous. Chandravali means many moons. From this point of view, Krishna's compliment, a disparity between two gopis. He compared Radhika's face to just one moon and Chandravali's to many moons. considering all this, it's hardly surprising that Srimati Radharani became angry with Shyam. She left his company in a huff. A few minutes later, though, she returned but dressed up as Krishna himself. "Who are you?" Krishna asked. "I am Krishna." Krishna called her an importer, to which she challenging replied, "If you are Krishna, then where is your Radha?" Krishna searched for her, calling out her name, and this made Srimati Radharani laugh a lot. Finally, he became to play his flute so sweetly, she could not longer maintain her disguise in front of him. So the place where Srimati Radharani's man was reduced is subsequently known as Mangada. So next is Dangar. We walk along a narrow tranquil path through the forest hills of Dangar. There we have darshan of beautiful Shri Shri Radha Dan Bihari. Here is the first time associated with this place. It said there was once poor Brahmana who had heard praise when arranging his daughter's marriage. Anxious about her well-being, he approached Krishna for help. The Lord replied that he had nothing else except but Radharani, so he would give her in charity. The poverty-stricken man became doubly distressed. Now, instead of having one daughter to marry, he had two daughters. Srimati Radharani was also devastated. Because she didn't want to leave her beloved Shyam. Witnessing the awkward situation he had created, Krishna called for some scales and proposed to exchange Srimati Radharani for her weight in gold. On one side, he placed Srimati Radharani, and on the other aside gold, diamonds and other precious items. When the weight of valuable items equaled that of Radharani's body, he gave the items in charity to the ecstatic and grateful Brahmana. Dan means charity, and the Lord is therefore known here by the name Dan Bihari. He is an attractive shiny blue. Next is Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir. A short walk north takes us to the Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir, a splendid temple built by the king of Jaipur. The king constructed this temple because he wanted to move the original Radha Krishna deities of Varshana from the famous Sriji Mandir to this place, which was under his rule. However, Varshana Vasis didn't want their deities to move. They reasoned that if the king would engage his own priest in worshipping Ladli Lal, they would lose their service to their beloved deities. This was unbearable for them. They also feared the king might one day decide to move the deities from this temple to Jaipur. So they objected to the king's plan, and he had to install new deities here locally. The Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir is known as the Jaipur Raja Mandir. Standing next to Radha Kushal Bihari, deities of Hamsa Gopal, Nimbarkacharya, and Radha Nitya Gopal, among others. Next is Ladli Lal Temple, Sriji Mandir. Varshana's north northernmost peak is the highest of the four. At the hill's summit stands the glorious Riji Lalilal Temple, built where Maharaja Vrishabhanu's palace once stood. Here Srimati Radharani and Krishna are affectionately called Ladli and Lal. O Radha, O Madhava's beloved, O you whom all the young girls of Gokula worship, all glories to you, all glories to you. O you who dress yourself so as to make Lord Damodara love you more and more, O queen of Lord Hari's pleasure grove Vrindavana, a new moon arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. O friend, O Lalita, O you whose virtues delight Vishakha, O mighty merciful goddess, O you whose divine qualities are sung by Sanakam and Sanatan Kumaras. O most merciful Radha, please have mercy on me. The deities of Ladli Lal are the personification of sweetness. Pili Pokhar, Mother Yashoda loved Srimati Radharani very much, and in her heart of hearts she wanted her to marry Krishna. One day when Srimati Radharani visited Nandagram, Mother Yashoda applied turmeric paste on Radha's hand. This is customarily done when the parents of the bride and groom finalize an arrangement for their marriage. On her way back to Varshana, Srimati Radharani began to feel embarrassed. Looking at her delicate lotus hand, she thought, how can I present myself like this to my parents? This was not done with their consent. It's just Mother Yashoda's idea. So, when Sri Radhika arrived at the entrance of Varshana, she saw this kunda and decided to wash the yellow color from her head. As the turmeric paste washed off, the water turned yellow and has remained so to this day. Pili means yellow, and so this kunda was given the name of Pili Pokhri. So now we are going from Varshana to Nandagram. The ideal place to execute Krishna consciousness is Vrajabhumi or Vrindavan, where the people are naturally inclined to love Krishna, and Krishna is naturally inclined to love them. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 4.95. Okay, Balarama represents plowing the land for agriculture and therefore always carries his hand a plow, whereas Krishna tends cows and therefore carries a flute in his hand. Thus, the two brothers represented Krishi Raksha and Go Raksha. Our first stop is Prem Sarovar, about kilometer from Varshana. This is Prem Sarovar or Srinivas. At this place, Prema Vaichitya Bhav was manifested. Prema Vaichitya is the word used to indicate an abundance of love that brings about grief from fear of separation even in the lover's presence. While Krishna was decorating Srimati Radharani with lotus flowers, a bumblebee which was previously drinking nectar from the lotus flower is in Krishna's hand, left its place and flew into the world of another lotus. One that adorned Srimati Radharani's ear. This caused her to become agitated and Krishna to be delighted. Madhumangal, who was also present, chased the bee away and then declared, "Madhu is gone. He cannot be seen anymore." Madhu means bee. But when Radharani heard this, she took it to mean her Madhusudan. Although Krishna was sitting right beside her, she was overwhelmed by the thought of separation and lost her consciousness. Radhika said, "Oh, now Krishna will not decorate my hair with Vasanti flowers. Now the garland of Champaka flowers I have struck will not kiss his chest. Now I will not be able to joking strike him with a cluster of Malati flowers." Appearing in the disguise of separation of Krishna, a great forest fire is now burning around me. Srimati Radharani then wept in great separation and withdraw from external consciousness. Krishna was so moved by her ecstatic manifestation of love that he too shed tears. In intense love of each other, their hearts melted together and their combined tears formed this beautiful Prem Sarovar. We bow down to this amazing lake and drink a few drops of those tears of love, praying that we may also develop a tiny fraction of love of Sri Radha and Krishna. Midway between Nandishwar Hill and Vrishabhanu Hill is Sanket, the place of Radha Krishna's renderous meditation. On this place, I think this it is the personification of the divine couple's love. The word Sanket means to indicate. While together in company of each other, Radha and Krishna indicated to one another through body language and other such signs the location of their next meeting place. Krishna and gopis are also said to have performed Rasa Leela and Jhula pastime in Sanket. And so one can find Rasa Mandal and swing here. We offer our humble obeisances to Sri Radha Sanket Bihari, the presiding deity of Sanket. And we also visit the nearby temple, Sanket Devi. Next to the Sanket Devi temple is the Bhajan Kutir of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. At one time or another, all the six Goswamis came here, but Gopal Bhatta Goswami spent significant amount of time performing bhajan in this place. As a child, he had the immense fortune serving Lord Chaitanya. When the Lord was staying at his father's house during Chaturmasya, the Lord instructed young Gopala to move to Vrindavan after his parents left this mortal world. And so Gopala Bhatta came to serve in the association of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Rupa and Sanatan saw Gopala Bhatta Goswami as their younger brother, and he resided in Vrindavan under their care, always absorbed in pure devotional sentiments. He worshipped his Shaligram Shila. Nevertheless, witnessing how the superiors worshipped their deities, Gopala Bhatta developed an overwhelming desire to worship a deity too. On the Purnima day of the month of Vaishakh, the Lord fulfilled his innermost desire. Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Damodar Shila transformed into a beautiful black deity of Sri Krishna in threefold bending form. Playing a flute, he was given a name, Radharaman. So the deity we see in Radharaman temple is the deity of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Beside this most beautiful 12-inch deity of Radharaman sits a small golden plate engraved with Srimati Radharani's name. On the plate sits a crown. A murti of Srimati Radharani is not worshipped in this temple because Radharaman was self-manifested, and no murti of Srimati Radharani appear along with him. Since her name is non-different from herself, the pujari worship her name next to Radharaman. Radharaman is worshipped opulently by the descendant of Sri Damodar Das and a follower of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The Radharaman temple is among the seven main Goswami temples of Vrindavan. It's only a short distance from Roi Bazar. Uddhav Kyari is south-east of Nandagram. It's currently a grove of bushes, throne and Kadamba tree. After Krishna left Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis were lifeless in separation. They couldn't stop thinking of their beloved cowherd friend for even a moment. In Mathura, Krishna too passed every moment in constant remembrance of them. One day he sent Uddhava to Vrindavan with solicitation message of appearance his aggrieved associates, and he had another purpose in sending Uddhava as well. Krishna, being very loving, Uddhava's loving friend, wanted to send him to Vrindavan just to study the highly elevated ecstatic devotional service practiced there. Even if one is highly elevated in material education and is even the disciple of Brihaspati, he still has to learn from the gopis and the other residents of Vrindavan how to love Krishna to the highest degree. It was Krishna's special favor to Uddhava to send him to Vrindavan. Uddhava first went to house of Nanda and Yashoda. And gave them Krishna's message. He would come back very soon, as soon as he had finished his business in Mathura. The next day, Uddhava met with gopis and Uddhav Kyari, where he personally read them later. Krishna had written them. As he delivered the Lord's message, Uddhava witnessed firsthand in the gopi's speech and behavior their highest devotional ecstasy, their love in separation. This confidential friend of the Lord was struck, particularly by Srimati Radharani's expression of Mahabhav, which she exhibited in her long heart rending monologue, which a black bumblebee, as described in the Bhramara Gita session of Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava was thus given an in-depth education in the mood of gopis, and he prayed to become a clump of grass in Vraja so he could receive the dust of their lotus feet on his hand. So my realization here is, if we would have been on the Uddhava's place, we would have prayed to Krishna, make me a gopi. But he is praying to Krishna that make me the grass so the gopis can come and step on his head and give the dust of their lotus feet, and that's how he will get the some devotional service. Uddhava stayed in Vrindavan for a few months and thought his instructions and narration of Lord's pastimes. The gopis became somewhat pacified and could understand that Krishna was still with them in their remembrance of him. In this way, they were saved from immediate death. When it was time for Uddhava to return to Mathura, he asked Srimati Radharani to write a letter to Krishna. Srinarada said, Radha took a pen and a jar of ink. As she thought of what to write, tears flowed from her eyes. Whatever Radha wrote with her pen was at once washed away by her tears from her eyes. Filled with wonder, Uddhava spoke to lotus-eyed Radha, who, yearning to see Krishna, shed stream of tears. Sri Uddhava said, O Radha, why must you write? Even without your writing a letter, I will tell Krishna everything of your distress. We are fortunate to touch the dust of which the gopis in their intense vipralamba bhav rolled and cried. Such fortune is very rare. Back to the main road, we backtracked a little before turning right towards Nanda Baithak. This is where Nanda Maharaj sat with his brothers and other community leaders to discuss important matters. Nanda Kunda, where Nanda Maharaja used to take bath. We take darshan of Yashoda Kunda, where Mother Yashoda used to take bath. She often brought Krishna to her Kunda to bathe too. Next to Yashoda Kunda is Hilao Bilao. Once Krishna and Balarama were so absorbed in playing that they forgot about eating and bathing and ignored their mother's repeated calls for them to come home. Yashoda Devi told the boys that if they didn't come now, the hilao or the Bogeyman would kidnap them. Mother Yashoda described the Hilav in the fearsome way. He had sharp teeth, red eyes, and he breathed fire. Then she cried, "Look, the Hilav is coming to get us. Run, run." And she herself ran away. Hearing this, Krishna and Balarama became so scared that they too ran home. There used to be many number of stone statues of Hilav below, but now there are only two. Next is Narasimha Varaha Temple. We enter the outskirts of Nandagram and turn right towards the Narasimha Varaha Temple. Garga Muni advised Nanda Maharaja, whose deities were, to worship about Narasimha Dev and Varaha Dev. Because of disturbance, the demon were regularly created in Gokula. Narasimha Dev's out-search arms and broad smile inspired the devotees to take full shelter of their lotus feet. There is small deity of Prahlad Maharaj and at his side. To the left is Narasimha Dev, stands Varaha Dev. A short distance away is a small courtyard weak and but Mother Yashoda used for churning yogurt. It sunk into the ground and as deep as a grown man. The devotees declared that Nandishwar held the form of Lord Shiva, now shining as Nanda Maharaja's capital, is an endless beautiful crown decorating Vrindavan. On its eastern, northern and south side, people free from all unhappiness reside on its summit in Nanda Maharaja's palace. When Nanda Maharaja and his community settle in Nandagram, Krishna was 6 years and 8 months old. He remained at Nandagram until he was 10 years and 7 months old, after which he left for Mathura. Nanda's original palace was built on top of Nandishwar Hill to protect Krishna from Kamsa's demons. On the long silver altar, one can see deities of Krishna and Balaram in the middle, with Nanda Maharaja and Mother Yashoda on their left and right, respectively. To the left of Mother Yashoda is fairly large deity of Srimati Radharani, along with two small deities, one of Revati Devi, Lord Balarama's wife, and Rohini, his mother. To the right of Nanda Maharaja's are two deities of Krishna's cowherd friends, said to be Sridham and Madhumangal. Three of these deities, namely Nanda Maharaja, Mother Yashoda and Krishna, were previously hidden in a cave on Nandishwar Hill. One day Krishna appeared to Sanatan Goswami, who was living at Pavan Sarovar at the time, and revealed their location to him. The Goswami unearthed the deities and built them a temple on top of this hill. It seems that prior to this incident, Lord Chaitanya also came here and had darshan of these deities while they were still in the cave. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and entered the cave to see these deities. With bright eyes, he saw Nanda Maharaja and Yashodamayi with Krishna Chandra between them. He offered prayers at the lotus feet of Nanda and Yashoda in ecstasy. He touched the limbs of Krishna, then he danced and chanted in ecstasy love when people saw the aesthetic manifestation of Lord Chaitanya. They became struck with wonder. Nanda Maharaja's palace is enclosed by a great wall built sapphires. The homes in the capital are made of emerald with coral pillars, golden roof and crystal windows. Sri Vraja Riti Chintamani says, there is courtyard in the center of the palace and the royal treasury is located in the western part of the palace. Balarama lives in the northern wing. The Krishna resident is the southern. In the eastern part there is a temple of Lord Narayana whom Nanda Maharaja worships to attain auspicious names for his beloved son. West of Krishna's resident and south of treasury is the kitchen. This is where Srimati Radharani cooks every morning. Further south to Krishna's resident and the kitchen is a secluded garden with a pleasant lake and hidden courtyard of and cottage. Next is Nandishwar Mahadev. Nandishwar Mahadev temple is in the palace courtyard. The linga here is said to have been installed by Vajrana and the pujaris worship him with Krishna's remnants. Lord Shiva once came to Nanda Maharaja's palace to take darshan of baby Krishna. Mother Yashoda, however, thought his ash-covered body would frighten her child, so she did not allow him to enter. Lord Shiva became disappointed and went away to meditate beneath a tree. Krishna then began to cry, and despite the gopis' attempt to cheer him, he wouldn't stop. Thinking the cause of her son's unhappiness was the visitor, Mother Yashoda had offended by turning away. The neighbors advised her to call him back. The gopis went out to search of Lord Shiva, and when they found him sitting under the tree, they invited him back to the palace. As soon as Lord Shiva was allowed to see his Lord, baby Krishna stopped crying and he began to gurgle happiness. Mother Yashoda felt greatly relieved. She asked Lord Shiva how she could repay him. Mahadev begged her permission to be allowed to take darshan of his beloved Lord from time to time and to be given the remnants of his food and bathing water. Pavan Sarovar and Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. On the pretext of going to fetch clear water, the lotus-eyed gopis again and again meet Lord Krishna with great happiness and love at Pavan Sarovar, which is filled with many kadamba trees and the pleasant hummingbees may Pavan Sarovar protect us. She, O Srinivas, one who bathes in Pavan Sarovar and sees the deity of Krishna, Nanda and Yashoda on Nandishwar Hill, immediately attains all the desire. The Bhajan Kutir of Srila Sanatan Goswami and the Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Kinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj are also here. The Bhakti Ratnakar mentions that when Raghav Pandit and his two companions came to Pavan Sarovar just by seeing Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, they became agitated with ecstasy and tears flowed from their eyes. The Srila Sanat, in the same book, one can also find description of how Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir was constructed. When the Goswami resided here in secluded place, he was always absorbed in ecstatic love and made no endeavor to collect food. One day, Krishna, disguised as a cowherd boy, came to him with a pot of milk, which he urged Sanatan Goswami to drink. Dressed as a cowherd boy with a turban on his head and the pot of milk is in his hand, he spoke, Sanatan, you live in this secluded place with no one knowing that you are here. While I was tending the cows, I happened to see you. Please listen to me. Drink this milk without hesitation. Leave the empty pot and I will return for it. If you stay here in Kutir, we will all be very happy, but the Vajavasis will be distressed by seeing you stay like this. Immediately after drinking milk, Sanatan Goswami was overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion. He found himself crying torrents of tears and lamentation. The Lord then consoled him by arranging for his local Vrajavasis to build him a Bhajan Kuti. Directly north of Nandishwar Hill and not far from Pavan Sarovar is Kushanahara Kunda, where Parchanya Maharaj, Krishna's parental grandfather, fasted and worshipped Lord Narayana to get sons. He was directed to do this by Narada Muni and was eventually blessed with 5 sons: Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sananda and Nandana. Of these five, Nanda was the most fortunate for Krishna become his son. Another significant place to the east of Nandagram is Akrurasthan, where Akrura saw Krishna's lotus footprints as he arrived at Nandagram and at the end of the day. The Srimad Bhagavatam mentions how being completely overwhelmed by ecstasy, Akrura cried and rolled on the ground at his place. One can also visit Vrindakunda. On the western side and about kilometer from Nandishwar Hill, this is where Srimati Vrinda Devi contemplated how she will arrange the divine couple's daily pastime. Not next to Vrindakunda is Gupta Kunda, which according to the Bhakti Ratnakar is where Krishna and the cowherd boys secretly played games. both Kundas as well as temple Vrinda Devi have is been the care of ISKCON. And Dinabandhu Prabhu is taking care of them. It is said that Daksha has 100,000 disciples filled with a great flood of love and decorating the even blossoming groves of Vrindavan with many fragrant flowers. Vrinda Devi creates a festive atmosphere for Shishi, Radha and Krishna to enjoy transcendental pastimes with their dear friends. Let me surrender to Vrinda Devi. Radhika, Srimati Radharani will soon arrive at her in-law's place in Jawat, which we will visit tomorrow. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami both state that Vrajadham is like a lotus flower that closes or opens as necessary to facilitate the Lord's pastimes. So although Surya Kunda and Jawat are quite far apart, the Dham mystically contains the enables Srimati Radharani to quickly across the distance between these two places. On arriving, she will rest. Then she will bathe, dress and decorate herself before cooking for her Shamsundar. At Mother Ishoda's request, she will prepare varieties of sweet pies, laddus and other delectable preparations along with betel leaves for Krishna. So thank you very much. So today we are gone from Varshala to Nandagram. So tomorrow we will visit Khandirvan.
Thank you very much, Shama Gauri Mataji. Thank you so much for the very nice session.
Thank you very much for patiently listening.
Thank you very much.
Pat pranam, Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai. Sridham Vrindavan Dham
ki jai.
Thank you, Shama Gauri Mataji.
Srimati Ladli Lal ki jai.
Shankri Kol ki jai.
Jai.
Dadaji, can I add little thing?
Yes, yes.
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, this is the Sanskrit core. When you go through it, you cannot put your 2 feet together. That's how it's narrow its place. Just you can just put 1 foot and then somehow you have to manage to put the another foot on front, not in a side by the side. That's how only 1 foot can stay. I mean, allowed to stay there. So then that's how the very narrow passage, that's why it's called Sankari. It's very, in English it's called narrow path. So then this is a Sankari, very small. That's what it is. Thank you, Mataji. Very nice.
Yes, Mataji, it's very hard to walk through this place and imagine the gopis were walking with their clay pots,
yeah,
and some butter inside and yogurt inside. So it must be heavy, and how they would walk. With the little big touch shake, their pot may fall down and big rocks are there. There is no chance to stay like that pot safe. It will definitely going to break. So it's really amazing, Mataji.
Because Krishna is amazing. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Very, very wonderful narration.
And also I like the pastime of Mayur Kutir, like how Krishna and Radharani, they become peacock and see hen and they dance.
Dance.
Really amazing.
Very nice. Wonderful. Manga. That, there's a painting there. Radha and Krishna dancing as a peacock.
Yes, yes, there is a painting. I'll take a picture and send it to the group.
The painter is a blind. Who painted that? The painting. He couldn't see. But Krishna inspired him to do that. So then
wow. Nice.
So it's very nice. Very nice. Thank you, Mataji. I was thinking and then I should go do parikrama. But then parikrama came on conference call. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Shyam Gauri Mataji ki jai.
Thank you, Mataji. Shyam Gauri Mataji. Sir, and thank you, Komadiki Mataji, for sharing your experience while you're walking. Thank you, Mataji. I know it is very scary to put one foot at a time. It's very difficult. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, everyone. And one thing I want to tell everybody that before we become very old and weak, we have to see. Now itself, I feel like how I will walk all these places, even though there are 30 days, and I saw the video of devotees walking on the parikrama. They were not walking, they were actually running. It looks like they were running, they were walking so fast. So walking through all these places is very hard, and not just walking, we have to climb upstairs. Each and every temple is on some hill or some... So many steps you have to climb up.
Yeah.
So before getting old, go to Vrindavan as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But the mercy of Radharani only we are able to enter Mataji.
Yes, Radharani's mercy is there. So she will allow all the devotees on Bhakti Sangha. Because when I was doing parikrama, the first parikrama, and I wanted to walk. But then we went from Vrindavan to Mathura. And the first, like Bhadran, where Krishna was served by the Brahman Patnis, the bath, rice. So that's where, and then after that, they were going down. And somehow what happened, I don't know. But I could not walk down. I could not. My right foot, right leg, just kind of couldn't. I cannot move at all. So then I said to Radharani, I wanted to do the parikrama walking. I didn't want to ride in any rickshaw or anything. So if this is your desire, that's fine. I'm just doing what. And one. Vrajavasi came. Radharani sent somebody, I guess. And he came and he held my hand and there was no pain and I just climbed down and went all the way to the camp.
Wow.
So then I was around to thank, but nobody was there. Hare Krishna. Radharani's mercy that I was allowed to do the parikrama. There was no other way for me. Like that. Thank you.
Hari Bol, Mataji. Very nice. Very nice experience.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. I knew that I wouldn't be able to do it without. I said, well, that's okay. You know, this is what I wanted to do, but I cannot walk. But then Radharani allowed me to do. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you, Komadiki Mataji. Thank you, Shamagauri Mataji. Is there anybody who would like to say anything?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dharmat Pranam Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Mataji, very wonderful realization, and thank you, Samagauri Mataji, for sharing and reading. And Komadiki Mataji, your experience was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Hari Priya Mataji, for coming on the conference. We are really missing you. We need you here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Hari Priya Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Okay. Thank you so much, devotees, for joining the call. If there is nothing to speak, we can end the call here by offering the obeisances to the all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpa tarobhyasya cha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanubhya.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.